Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. Continuing the conversation with Dan Thompson of Kansas State University. Back with Dan in just a moment. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes inviting you to enjoy some Aloha Spirit January 18th through the 27th, a special agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands. We'll enjoy a three-island adventure on Oahu, the big island of Hawaii, and Maui. Right on the beach is where we'll be staying on all three islands, and we'll enjoy wonderful activities like a traditional Hawaiian luau. And we'll make several agricultural stops as well. The largest cattle ranch on the islands, Maui Tropical Plantation, a Hawaiian goat dairy, Monsanto Hawaii, and a lot more. For more information, you need to call 1-800-826-2266. That's 800-826-2266. Or you can log on to holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. 800-826-2266 or holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. At the International Symposium on Animal Well-Being held earlier this year up in Manhattan, Kansas, on the campus of Kansas State University, there was an announcement made that a new standards board for North America was being put together that would help assemble a list of standards for animal care and animal well-being. How are we doing in that effort? We had the chance to talk with Dr. Dan Thompson of Kansas State University about that at the end of summer at the Southern Plains Beef Symposium in Ardmore.
Well, we're making progress. I see three areas that we have to do. Number one, we have to have the funding for research purposes to develop these standards. We want to make them based on sound science. We also want to use the experience that we have as cattlemen, and we don't want these being written by somebody that's sitting in a swivel chair in suburbia. The second thing is that we want to make sure that when we do have these standards, that we have the assessments there in place to just kind of help not check a box, but to help producers learn more and improve. Because good animal welfare means better health for our cattle, better performance for our cattle. Hopefully that means more profitability. And then the last one is there's going to be some level of training or standardized training for producers, not just to check a box, but to make sure that we are standardizing. Animal welfare should not be a competitive marketing strategy for producing food. Only in a first world country will you see that being done. So having one set of standards that says these are being met, that we're raising our animals humanely and appropriately, is where we've got to be, and we've got to have some common sense put back into this deal, and as I say, become more engaged with mainstream America and become neighbors again.
Dr. Dan Thompson of Kansas State University, he's head of something they call the Beef Cattle Institute at K-State in Manhattan. And Dr. Thompson says he's been a big advocate of trying to get cattle producers trained to make sure that they can withstand some of the scrutiny of groups like the Humane Society of the U.S. and PETA and others in the days to come when it comes to animal care and animal well-being. He says it is very, very important that we dictate how this debate's going to go instead of allowing groups like the HSUS to do that. Of course, lots of concern within the cattle industry and other livestock sectors from what's going on in Ohio, where they were successful last fall in passing the establishment of an animal care standards board, and then turning right around and having HSUS dictate to them what those standards will be this year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Sunday, October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Don't miss two big sales. Starting at 11:30 a.m., it's the Fall Celebration Female Sale, selling 80 Hereford heifers, cows, calves, and donors. Then at 1:30 p.m., it's the Ranch Ready Bull Sale, selling 75 Hereford bulls. Two big sales on October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Go to starlakehereford.com for more information. Star Lake Cattle Ranch. Demand the brand.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.